TheTaxFactor.com presents Real Tax Talk with the tax guy, Jamal Solomon.
Congratulations. God gave you a gift. A lot of people don't recognize that gift until it's too late. In the Bible, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 states, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great." Hold on. You thought I was about to take you to church. Don't worry, I'll leave that to your pastor. Your parents, your sister, your clients, and even your fifth grade teacher told you about your gift. You always tell them that I have a five-year plan that you will use to build a successful company. That's all good, but that was 10 years ago. So what's missing? The tax factor. You've been thinking way too hard about creating the perfect plan and time to legally start your dream business. You make excuses like, "I can't afford a lawyer or accountant," or "I don't know what entity to choose." If this is really a dream or gift, you have to go for it and forget about the so-called barriers. Let me tell you how you can set up a completely legal business in less than a week with a business checking account. Now, why is it important to set up your business legally? Well, to expand your business, you need capital. To get capital, you need investors or a bank loan. To receive a loan or investments, you need to prove income. To prove income, serious investors and banks look at your tax return. Boom, let's continue on. Let's say you're starting a sole proprietorship. A sole proprietorship is a type of business entity that is owned and run by one individual in which there is no legal distinction between the owner and the business. Now let's say you're the best barber in town. You have this major vision in your head. Eight chairs in a prime location in the middle of downtown with crazy amount of foot traffic. However, after all these years, you are still cutting hair out of your living room's couch. What's the problem? What is holding you back? Let's get past your fears and take the fear out of taxes. It is not as hard or expensive as you may fear to set up a business the legal way. Step 1. Research online if someone else has your ideal business name. For example, you want Jay's Barbershop to be your business name. Go to your county's office and get a DBA certificate. A DBA means doing business as. Instead of clients writing checks to Jamal Solomon, they write checks payable to Jay's Barbershop. This gives a more professional feel to your business. Step 2. Once you get your name registered with the county, apply for an Employer Identification Number, EIN. An EIN is also known as a Federal Tax Identification Number and is used to identify a business entity. Generally, businesses need an EIN. You need an EIN to pay employees, open up a business checking account, and this is how the government keeps track on your business. You may apply for an EIN in various ways, and now you may also apply online at www.irs.gov. This is a free service offered by the Internal Revenue Service. Yes, I said free, and it takes about 15 minutes to get a confirmation letter via email. Some tax professionals will charge as much as $500 to get this simple but very important number. Step 3. After receiving an EIN, go to a bank and open up a business checking account. Use this account to handle all business transactions. Keep great records throughout the year so you can report all business income and expenses on your annual tax return. Step 4. Stop making excuses and make it happen, because I just saved you about $500 in legal and consultant fees. Now that, my friends, is the Tax Factor.
TheTaxFactor.com.